You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps. This week, WPSU is bringing you oral history recordings of veterans in honor of Veterans Day. Today, Larry Reagan talks with his friend Al Turgeon, who flew helicopters during a tour in Vietnam.
Share with us a little bit about your college experience, and then how did you transition into an experience where you were in Vietnam?
Well, I started college in 1961 and enrolled in ROTC. At the time, we had the draft, and so it was assumed I'd have a military obligation, and I chose to provide that military service as an officer as opposed to enlisted capacity. And so I guess I assumed that I would wind up flying a fixed-wing aircraft in Germany. Of course, when I graduated in 1965, Germany had retreated from the landscape, and Vietnam had become a very, very important part of U.S. military activity. And so I thought I'd have some choices, but when I went on active duty, there wasn't any choice. I was given orders to infantry school, helicopter school, and then Vietnam.
So as you began to make that transition then physically now from the States, you've gone through your training, your preparation, now you're on your way to Vietnam. What was that experience like?
You know, I remember the flight. It was exciting. Everybody was enthusiastic, looking forward to this major adventure. When I got there, the first culture shock came when I got off the airplane and I saw these buses that were there to transport us, and they had this wire mesh covering the windows. And it didn't take long to figure out the reason for that wire mesh was in case somebody threw a hand grenade, it wouldn't go through the window, it would bounce off. That's when the reality hit me that I was in a war zone.
This first time you're in a helicopter, and now you're going into a combat zone. What was that like?
I never really was scared until I had been there about a month, and I landed on a mine. We're resupplying an LZ right along the Saigon River on the west edge of the Iron Triangle. I was already had descended to the LZ. I was at hover altitude trying to find a level place on which to set the skids. All of a sudden, there was a loud noise. The lights went out. I remember thinking to myself, I hope I don't die. And when I opened my eyes, I was on my left side. I was flying left seat, so I was at the bottom of the helicopter. I looked up through the plexiglass window, through the roof of the helicopter, and I could see what was left of the rotor blades churning up the earth. I tried to move, and I was pinned. And then I realized I had the seatbelt shoulder harness assembly locking me in, probably saved me from serious injury. And just then a knife came plunging through the window, and that was my crew chief. He was cutting out the window so I could jump out. We looked back after we'd taken cover behind an APC, and I could see the helicopter in flames. I had to go to the hospital to get checked out. I had some cuts and bruises on my legs, and the doctor said, do you want a Purple Heart? I said, you got to be kidding me. This isn't very serious. And he said, no. Drew blood, gets a Purple Heart. So I said, sure. But that night, I remember lying in bed thinking, my God, I've been here a month. I've landed on a mine. Damn near got burnt up in a fire. How am I going to make it through a year of this? And wow. I started praying. Mm. I hadn't prayed in a while.
Al Turgeon and his friend Larry Reagan. Turgeon is a professor emeritus of turf management at Penn State. You can listen to other StoryCorps interviews on our website at wpsu.org/StoryCorps. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.